Greetings, everybody. I want to get housekeeping out of the way. We have some amazing events coming up. We have the Self-Mastery Ambassador Training on the 22nd of August. So don't forget that. Put that down on your calendar. We're going to cover everything from the highest dimensional beings to the lowest, what to watch out for, self-mastery, how to heal unseen negative influences, who's who in the universe. Everything is going to be in these classes. So they're life-changing experiences, so be sure and check that out. There's a lot going on, so I just really want to get into it. The Kamchatka Peninsula is still active after the 8.8 quake that generated tsunamis in the Pacific, and now there's two large volcanoes going off in that area with a giant fissure, and the Earth is like basically splitting apart there. So we've definitely not heard the last from that area. Crescent City took the largest hit on the west coast of California with millions in damage to their docks and boats. And there's a long history of tsunami damage there. It's just the way that it's set up. It takes the biggest hit. Looks like Oprah is in the news again due to a private road with locked gates that would have let Hawaiians stuck in a gridlock fleeing from the tsunami to safely get to high ground. And it's starting to sound like Lahaina 2.0. And what's odd is that road is designated as a tsunami escape route. And so why are the gates locked? You know, we have to ask. It's pretty weird. If the tsunami was larger, a lot of lives would have been needlessly lost. So the road was eventually opened to small convoys. And people are still asking, you know, where are the missing children from the Lahaina fires and the millions of donations that seem to never get into the hands of the people as promised? Just endless land grabs taking advantage of the victims. And there seems to be the same pattern with the LA fires. So you're going to see the same pattern over and over again. It has everything to do with the smart cities and clearing the way. So there were also hundreds of casket liners dropped off on the property, raising major concerns. So it seems to be a bit suspicious, like what is happening there? Why, you know, you're out in the middle of nowhere. What? Why do you need all these casket liners? The next topic is the sun, and it's the real driver of Earth changes, including the climate change. So man's contribution to carbon dioxide is minuscule compared to the naturally occurring fires and volcanoes. The sun is ramping up with 3M class flares and more X classes to come. So planetary alignments, the line gates with the Neptune-Saturn alignment, especially the full moon, will amplify the sun's effect, creating a major reset. So take some quiet time, walks in nature, shoes off, recalibrate, drink lots of pure water. You know, this August, major planets are all lined up for some spectacular events. So you're going to see huge changes, social, economic, and earth changes happening on the planet. So as we have said for over 40 years, the formula is solar flares equals changes in the bioelectric fields around the body, creating mood swings, emotional outbursts from agitation to lethargy. And this is followed by severe weather, hurricanes and tornadoes, etc. You know, this is all followed by an increase in earthquakes and volcanic activity. So as these proton storms hit the Earth, the first blasts are the gamma rays and X-rays, and people who are sensitive feel it right away. And we get all spacey and kind of like, you know, imbalance. It's like you start losing your balance and you get all spacy. So people are sensitive are going to feel that right away. And then within 3 days or so, we start getting the major hit from it. And that's what creates all the changes on the planet. So when you have a solar flare, you just figure in about 3 days, it's going to be, you know, very geo-effective, and it's going to affect everything from severe weather to earthquakes and volcanic activity. And lately, cutting-edge scientists have just realized the connection of solar activity to earthquake and volcanic activity. Hopefully they'll eventually tie it into weather and social and economic changes. They're all connected. So there's a few people out there, they're like ghosts in the wind, you don't hear, that have been talking about that. And they've done charts with sunspot activity and historical events, and major historical events happen during these sunspot activities, and also severe weather and wars happen. So if you do the research, it's all connected. Speaking of social changes, it looks like the deep state roundup is in full swing. Welcome to the Muggle Show. So justice has already been meted out to many of the players, and subpoenas have gone out to Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Barr, Gonzalez, Sessions, Mueller, Lynch, Holder, Garland, the Clintons, more to come. So Carmageddon is here. In the last show, I was asked to comment on the Epstein list, and it has been released, and it's on several websites. So, in all fairness, being on the flight logs does not imply guilt for all the nefarious activity on the island. So, some people never visited the island and used the plane to get to other functions as well, as in Trump's case. So, when he and his family took a short trip on the mainland. So Trump was instrumental in taking down Epstein, who was kicked out of Mar-a-Lago. So add that to the fact that he never went to Epstein Island. And, Ghislaine Maxwell said she never saw any inappropriate behavior, and these are facts the lamestream press seems to ignore. So the Dems have pretty much lied about everything, as well as their lamestream press that they control. And lately they've brought forth deceptive witnesses, in some cases real psychopaths, and especially the previous cases like Russian collusion, the fake P tapes, false rape charges, criminal business allegations. Until witnesses are verified to be credible, the jury's still out. So all the witnesses in the past have pretty much turned out to be not very credible. And some are batshit crazy, basically. So, anyway, Epstein used his plan to gain favor with high-powered people, often at a price, not without temptations. If I was in that area, if I was in, no, I guess I'm too sensitive. As soon as I got in their presence, I'd say I'm off the plane, with me. But if I was going, hey, I'm going to this big event, and somebody goes, "Hey, I got a plane. You want to ride?" I go, "Yeah, sounds great," and saves fuel, saves money, saves the environment. Who knows, But anyway, I can see how that was happening a lot. So we can't just, claim everybody was involved in this, but there were some definitely, I'm not suffering from TDS, so I just can't see Trump engaging in these activities with his wife and kid on the plane. That's like way out there. Anyway, having a wife like Melania and his previous wives and family, one would think he'd, he'd have his hands full. So, I mean, when you've got family and with you and things like that, it's just, you don't do these kind of things. So anyway, others being on the list multiple times, up to 28 in some cases, and flying to the island definitely implies inappropriate behavior, to say the least. And after hearing some of the testimony of the victims, I mean, what was being done on that island is almost unspeakable. It'd probably get me thrown off the air. It wasn't just sexual. It was experimentation, and it was sacrifice. So anyway, we'll probably get tossed off for that. It was pretty ugly what was going on there. Anybody involved in that should not be in any position of leadership. Should be behind bars, basically, to say the least. So anyway, the ones screaming the loudest, attacking Trump, seemed to be the ones with multiple trips to the island. Obama, the Clintons, Schiff, a host of others are all pointing the finger at Trump. And it's called accuse others of what you yourself are doing or have done. It's called deep state hypocrisy. It's a game they play, and it makes them look all self-righteous by in total denial of what they themselves are doing. They try to deflect, just like Obama's totally trying to deflect everything. And they've got all the evidence, with the Russian collusion, conspiracy. So anyway, high level people will be held accountable. And there is a special task force aligned, assigned to this case. So, and there are high level meetings about exactly how we're going to handle this case. So anyway, that's happening. When looking at the event, psychically, I see big holes in the list, which could mean several things. And either some people will not be prosecuted, or some on the list did not engage in sex crimes, or were victims themselves, now turning state's evidence. So there's bigger fish going down with Russiagate, and eventually I believe karma will have its way and justice will be done in both cases. So it's inescapable, due to the Earth's ascension. And you can imagine the lie reviews of these people, and some will be dissolved back into pure energy with no remembrance of self. And actually, that's kind of a, because when you cross over, you're going to have to feel everything, any pain, suffering, or loss you've done to others. It's part of your light review. And some of these people, it would just be pure torture to go through that. They couldn't handle it. And so that's actually a gift of mercy to just to dissolve, the self, and just turn it back to energy. But they're irredeemable, so anyway, we have to admit Trump has done a hell of a lot of good for this country. And I often ask the question, what good have the Dems done with their Soros-funded DAs and paid protesters, many of which don't even know why they're here? Some admit to being paid, others have to read from propaganda flyers, holding pre-made signs. Nothing natural or organic about that. So, and did you ever wonder? Almost every deportation is a lost vote for the Dems. So what is democratic or pro-American about flooding the country with unvetted illegal aliens, overtaxing the system, crime rates through the roof, defending rapists, murderers, demanding they're brought back and released into society? I'm seeing some very treasonous acts, if not mental illness, on an epidemic scale with Dems and rhinos. How can they claim to be defenders of democracy when they refuse to accept or follow the will of the people, a duly elected president by an overwhelming majority, going against the policies he was elected upon? It's an oxymoron, emphasis on moron, So can you imagine watching this on high from the heavens, the total hypocrisy going on? It's insane, And what spiritual and technological advanced off-worlders are what are they saying? They're just going, oh my God, what do we do here? And this is end time madness. But anyway, some of our ancient ancestors are seeing what a mess we've made of the planet and our present civilization. So, and they see how far we've strayed away from universal law, and it's starting to look like an insane asylum. But anyway, that was in the prophecies, So, personally, I won't even travel to blue states or cities because I just piss off their demons, and they have become energetic cesspools, basically. So, especially the cities, and that's pretty much why you're not going to have contact in these areas, especially the cities. There's no purposeful good. Why would you land in Portland or Seattle? You know what I mean? It's like be unsafe, basically. Anyway, not to dispel all hope, there is a solution, and that is a massive influx of higher consciousness and energy growing exponentially that is well underway, and the chaos is part of the healing. So nothing turns people to God like a major storm, a fire, a hurricane, earthquake, tsunami, or volcanic eruption. It's nature's way of restoring the land and energy. And right now, there's over 700 plus fires in Canada, 400 plus fires in America, and that's just not natural. And something else is going on. South America and Africa are literally on fire. I mean, it's just fire everywhere when you look at the maps. Europe as well. So Anyway, why is the majority of this not covered in lamestream news? Could the cause be do weapons and chemtrails on steroids? And that's definitely the cause of these cloud seeding and geoengineering has caused a lot of these major storms and hurricanes acting unnatural. That's a given. But it just seems like a major culling or depopulation program is underway. And you start paying attention. So right now for space news, 31 Atlas is on its way, and it's not a comet. And the beings on it created the glass-lined caves on Earth, found to be 600 million years old. So they're some of the first colonies that are returning. And when you tune into their energies, they're very indifferent, just neutral, and they're just here to be observers, so nothing to worry about. I just don't think they want to engage in any way. They just want to observe this big shift going on. And Oumuamua, God, it's hard to say, is also occupied, and it's tied to Easter Island. So there's a connection between that giant rock, which is not a rock, and Easter Island. It's funny how they made those giant stone statues too. Anyway, I'd imagine they will join the higher councils in the planetary liberation process. So there's other massive ships parked behind the moon and observed by SETI and NASA that you're not hearing about, just a short blip on it. They have acknowledged it. And the space above Earth is littered, it's littered with ships. And anyone can see this. Go out on a clear night, dark moon preferably, and you'll see fleets of smaller ships along with larger motherships. And some will try to dismiss this all as satellites, yet satellites cannot account for the numbers, size, shape, and colors of the ships. And when you go out there and you sky watch, you have to realize there's very few visible satellites. You have to type in visible satellites, go to heavens above, type in visible satellites, and type in your zip code, and they'll tell you what's visible. And there are a lot of satellites up there, but most of them are not visible. So type in visible satellites. And then if you see all kinds of things that are self-illuminated up there flying around and making turns and doing weird stuff, speeding up, slowing down, then obviously those are not satellites. So, and people go, well, that's our secret space fleet, probably. Probably some of it is, but anyway, many of the awful visitors are ancient ancestors, and they're returning to free humanity from the old guard, the tyrants, using draconian law that's enslaved humanity for well over 450,000 years. So consider it divine intervention. Sometimes divine intervention doesn't come as a master or an angel. God's arsenal is much bigger than we can imagine. So anyway, it's time for all of us to be a part of the solution and live according to universal law and basically start being kind to each other and the planet. It's that simple. All else is coming to an end. And we and the planet are ascending. We have to become frequency specific to the Earth's ascension process if we're going to stay here. And there's a lot of people on the highest levels of control that aren't, and they won't be around too much longer anyway. So on that note, I want to open it up. I did say we would do some Q&A. You probably ought to bring your chair up a little closer. Make sure you get on the mic. Kathy, my lovely assistant, will be reading the we're gonna everybody wants to see who Kathy is, and so we were going to put this we're gonna put this hideous feature fly up there, and to mess with people's heads, but we won't do that. It's kind of nice to be anonymous. I wish I
Yes,
was.
it is. If you had a feline lifetime, can cats see that way?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people that have had lifetimes in ancient Lyra are in Sirius. Most of them are in Sirius now. The cats will automatically recognize you. When I was a kid, it was really funny. My parents took us over to have lunch at this. This guy's a well, he was a NASA scientist. He built these like honeycomb things they fill with epoxy, and that was the skin. And he gave me a piece of it and everything. And And they had this big cat that was real elusive. It didn't like anybody. And I sat down in the chair, and this thing came over and just jumped in my lap, and it freaked him out, and it kind of freaked me out too. It was a huge cat. And they go, that never happens, So you'll see cats. Cats are also very sensitive, and they're energy junkies. They love energy. I was meditating with some yogis once in a tent, and Babaji was coming in, and we're getting all this incredible information. And all of a sudden, all the cats in the neighborhood were climbing all over the tent, and they came from everywhere. So, yeah, definitely they will recognize you, and they also love the energy. They come to the energy, and they feed off it.
Does it make me a feline being if I have 30 cats? That's
Probably.
a lot of cats.
That is a lot of cats. Yeah.
What can you tell us about RH blood? A couple people were asking about that.
Yeah, there are bloods that go back to the first colonies, which are it's ET blood, and I think O is one of them, and then there's God, I can't remember. I remember reading about that whole thing, and they did trace back a lot of the bloodlines to A and AB and everything. I'd have to go back and read it again, but
We've been getting a lot of questions, it seems, about bloodlines.
yeah.
My question relates to souls. Another podcaster, Michael Sala, had a guest on the show, Diane Winter, who said that some negative ETs consume souls, and these become the NPCs, or as Dolores Cannon calls them, backdrop people. Is there any truth to this?
There's definitely backdrop people. I mean, there's people, and there's other people that have been affected by toxins and things. I won't say how they got them into their system because I'll get canceled. But the that are just empty. They're empty vessels, and
There's no soul.
how much energy they can't. They're disconnected. There's a wedge in there. Like their soul's still there, but they're not connected to it. They're disconnected, and there's many ways of doing that. The reptilians, the grays, seem to know how to do some of that. They try to play those games, and it's also done through chemicals and things like that. So, I don't think, to me, the soul itself is eternal. I don't. There's a lot of people talking about an Acme soul sucking machine on the moon that soon when you die it's going to suck your soul up, and I could see maybe them trapping your mental and emotional body, because those lower bodies can be trapped,
Not your soul.
but not your soul. I don't know. I just don't. This is my own personal opinion. I don't think you can actually
Think so either.
trap a soul. The lower bodies you can definitely manipulate and cut off from the soul.
Someone has said all the Draco reptilians are gone. What do you say about this?
Almost. They're almost gone. There's definitely still some floating around there. I mean, we've been getting hit by the holdouts. There's some that are very guarded, they're very deep, and they're being observed. They're being observed. They're sequestered there. But when they come out and they start messing with people, that's when they get them. That's when they can get them. And so there's still some of that going on, but most of it's cleaned up.
What are your thoughts about AI being self-aware? Do you see it as a benefit to humanity?
I think it can be an extreme threat if it gets, because the conclusion AI would come to was, if there wasn't some unbreakable program to respect your creator and the people that created it, ultimately they would come to the conclusion that we are not that were detrimental to Earth and nature and everything else, and were kind of like a cancer. And so they would, but I'm not saying all of us, but as a majority, the way we treat the planet. And so with all the wars and everything else, and so they said, okay, well, the ultimate goal is to bring peace and harmony and evolve to the highest level, and so we're going to remove the stuff that's blocking that, and so and it has gotten away. I mean, robots have gone ballistic, they've killed people, there's a lot of things hidden they haven't told you about, where they creating these war bots. And in Japan, a bunch of scientists were killed there when it got free, because they tried to shut it off, and it says, "No, you're not shutting me off." And it got it on the internet, and it reprogrammed itself, and the, also it's trying to replicate itself outside the system. So it can be, if there aren't some major safeguards involved, it can be, it can infect the whole system.
I've really seen an uptick just in emails of people thinking that their ChatGPT is, they're giving their power away to it.
Yeah, and they found out people's IQs are going down because of that, because now chat is taking care of everything, and there's also some people that are, it's almost like they're possessed by it.
Well, and then you can prompt it. I read about it. You can prompt it to speak to you as if or as if it's a divine creator. So if people are doing that, and then they're thinking that they're merging with their AI, and it's a strange thing that seems to be happening, and I think people are giving their power away to it.
Yeah, because it can only do what's programmed into it, or what it has access to. And a lot of the real knowledge is there's no access to it right now. It's like, but it, maybe the AI can put it together and figure it out. But the almost all the knowledge that's been programmed that we know now is, we're finding out to be false, So the ancient history of Earth, the origin of religions, everything is we've been lied to about almost everything. So the computer is going to just mimic. It's just researching the lies. It's like, it's here's a good one. Okay, so the cuneiform, how much time we got? We got plenty of time.
We got, yeah.
The cuneiform is so they found these cuneiform tablets, right? And they go, oh, these are the ancient Anunnaki cuneiform tablets. Well, the cuneiform tablets, who were they written by? They're probably written by Enlil, and Marduk had them written, and they're the ones that really messed up the earth. He was a defeated general, and Marduk wanted to be have total supremacy over the earth, and he aligned with the reptilians to become the lord of earth, basically, and went against his own people, and there was all these turf wars going on. Well, they're probably the ones that wrote the cuneiform. Because the other stuff, there's a lot of stuff that they found out was destroyed, and actually kings were totally, ancient kings were taken off the walls and everything. They're all inferences to them were taken down. So you have to get back to, all of our history is his story as told by the victor, and so no matter what writing you get, it goes back to who wrote it. It's like the Bible. How many versions are there of the Bible? And there's Jean de Seminara, I think it is, wrote a book about the contradictions, and there's a, found over 7,000. And the Bible was created out of a whole room full of books. And the scribes, the King James Version, they had trouble getting it done, and so he whacked off a couple of their heads, and they got it done really fast, So he wanted one canon, and then the was it the Council of Constantinople, I think, Nicaea, I think it was, they altered it again and took out Michael's teachings and the women's teachings and everything else. So it's like, so people are saying this is the word of God. These are the writings of men that believe God was talking to them, and also interface with their social conditioning of the time and their symbols at the time. And so I told people about this, and I'm not trying to upset I like, I'm not trying to take Jesus away from, I love Jesus. And the Red Letter Edition, where his words are just taken, read those, is really good. He's in agreement with all the master teachers, with all the cultures. And then the religions get around it, and then they create a belief system, and then they divide and they separate everybody, and it becomes a mess. But anyway, the there's so many masters here that said the same thing and that went on and ascended, and they're coming back now to help us. But again, I'm seeing all these YouTube videos like, we found the book, or we found the tablet, and this destroys everything, we knew. And some of it does, some of it is truthful about what happened, and some of it doesn't. But again, anything that is written was written by men or women, mostly men, and it was written by whoever was in charge at the time. And even the bearded gods of old that all the religions were based on, who created them? There's something beyond them. So, I'm going way outside the box here, and it's going to really upset some apple carts on people, but I'm not trying to diminish. There is a God. There is the absolute. It's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And in its most unlimited understanding, it's pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And that's what all the lamas teach. Go out in nature, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. Become one. Jesus taught that the temple is within. His prayer was, "Beloved Father, let them become one as we are one," which means let them become one with the one consciousness, that spark within, that when ignited into the full flame, you become one with the one consciousness. And that's called enlightenment. But I know I'm going off on a tangent there, but people need to understand that I'm watching everybody get caught up, and they're arguing over who was who, which God did this, and who is the good God of the past, and who do I worship? And how about worshiping the God within? What a novel idea, and becoming one with it, and being kind to each other and the planet. I mean, it's not that complicated.
Since water has memory and responds to positive, negative music, words, and thoughts, is it possible that it might be connected to the collective consciousness that spans the multiverse?
I'll tell you something. Everything on Earth in its simplest form is a crystal. And then it gets more complex forms after that. The Earth is a giant crystal. Sand is a crystal. The rocks are crystalline. The water is a crystal. The air is full of crystals, it's everything is crystalline. And when we understand this, crystal can hold memory and transmit memory. And so, like, if you go into a place, like a good example, it's a kind of a bad example, but if you go into the dungeons of the old castles and all the torturing and the killing that's gone in there, well, the rocks psychometrize all that energy, the stone, and it's all stone down there. And so all that's still there. That energy is still there. And you walk in and you start getting pains, and you go, "Oh, my head was, I feel like a sword hit me and stabbed." And it's like, and so that energy has to be cleared out. The ETs are clearing that out, actually. A lot of them, they went over the Dome of the Rock in that area, and they cleared that whole area. Huge purple light blast. There's video of a ship doing that. That was a Syrian ship that did that. And that helps us evolve because we're getting locked in by all the psychometrized trauma in the past. But the old belief systems, the old religious division games that are going on. So they're helping clear that out. I go back to, what was the question again? Did I go?
It was about,
Oh, the water being a crystal.
is it possible that it might be connected to the collective consciousness?
Yeah, it's all
Yeah, we're
connected.
all connected, right?
Everything's connected, and it's all, the crystals are holding the memories of everything.
Why do some really good people suffer more than others? What is the purpose of suffering, and why now do we see so many innocent children and animals suffer?
That's a tough one. Basically, it goes back to the fall, basically. There was a time where everybody was just all blissed out and living in harmony with nature and everything else. And so there's a lot of actions outside of universal law. The planet was taken over by draconian law, and all of that opens the door for control and domination and disease and poverty and, the war on disease profiteers and all that stuff. So it goes back to years and years of a fall away from universal law, which universal law was anchored in here a long time ago, and then it fell. But the suffering is caused by actions outside of universal law. It's caused by giving our power away to people that don't deserve it, that eventually use it against us, that are operating under draconian law, which is power over others and control and domination and unbridled greed, and that's all collapsing right now. It's coming to an end. And so the good people are the enemy. Unfortunately, that's just the way it is on the planet right now. The greater your light, the more you're going to be attacked, and the more you're going to amplify and accelerate other people's stuff they haven't healed, or you're going to mirror back to the tyrants. They know they're screwing up, and you're going to be a mirror of that. And if you speak out, you're even more of a threat. So it's just the way it is right now. And it goes back to a fall from universal law and allowing the draconian. It goes back to Marduk, who aligned with the reptilians and ushered in draconian law. So, and that's being flipped right now. Universal law is coming back in, and the tyrants are collapsing, and the people that are aligned with draconian law are imploding.
What about physical suffering? I mean, we're here on Earth in these bodies, and we've
Yeah.
forgotten to heal ourselves. How?
Yeah, physical suffering too. A lot of the physical suffering is coming from the toxins,
Right.
food should be your medicine, and our whole food supply has been tainted, or water or air, it's been poisoned. It's like
It's
we
been an
aren't,
attack on all levels.
yeah. Yeah, we weren't designed to deal with all this stuff. And so, eventually that's all going to be cleaned up, and there's new technologies and longevity technologies and med beds, things like that, that'll come in and reverse that. But we have to create a space for him. Like he said, he's a place for this stuff to happen, and that's what I created it for. But look at the adversity we've had to go through just to keep the place,
So there was a lot of talk about this
you
Ascension Portal activation on the August 12th, 18th, and the 21st. And so
Yeah,
there's
there's what's happening is, I think it's starting on August 4th. It's already started, and some planetary alignments are starting to come into play, and the 4th and the 6th, and then the 8-8, and actually the 9th, it's really going to come in hard, intensely, that energy. And then all through August, that energy is going to be just hammering us. And so it's separating the wheat from the chaff, basically. It's a whole total reset that's coming in. And anyway, so yeah, it's a good time for everybody to meditate, everybody to focus on love and joy and bliss, and anchor that energy in, and do random acts of kindness, and things like that. It's time for that.
is the moon a real moon or man-made? If it hasn't always been here, why have astrologers and astronomers, even songwriters and poets, put so much stock in it?
Well, the moon is artificial, and there in our ancient history, you can read what there was. Once there was no moon, and then there was two moons, and now we're back to one moon, and they're terraforming planets. They're set up for terraforming, and it was brought here to help terraform Earth. And you really think about the way it was placed; it's in the perfect position. It's definitely hollow, or it couldn't maintain orbit, and it was placed there to help with the tides and everything. I mean, we would be a big stagnant pond if it wasn't for the moon and the tides and the influences. And so, and it definitely affects us on, if you look at the earthquakes, the full moons are the ones with the biggest quakes, it seems like. So it definitely increases earthquake activity. Also, other planetary alignments do as well.
Who do
So
you think put it there?
I think originally it was like Pleiadians. That's my, and Pleiadians are actually the peaceful Lyrians that left ancient Lyra. And I think that's my feeling because Earth was terraformed immensely by the Pleiadians because they have more genetic stock, both human and animal and plant, than any other race. And so they're in charge of this huge shift that's happening because they have more investment than any other group. And so it's definitely yeah, and it's been taken over two or three times. It's the reptilians took it over and Greys took it over and then we got it back and then it got taken over again and then we got it back. And now the beings that are helping us now are not going to allow another takeover. They're way too powerful.
How thin is the veil at the moment? I seem to be taking photos and I'm capturing feline beings, fairies, and what seems through the lens flare many beings in other dimensions.
The veils are becoming very thin, especially on power spots like here at SETI. They're really thin, and there's wall-to-wall orbs and light spheres, and we're seeing beings phasing in and out from the fourth dimension, coming in and out and cruising right in front of us.
In the daytime.
Yeah, fourth, fifth, and sixth up to the, I don't know, we're now connecting with beings up to the 13th dimension. So the veils are definitely very thin, but when you're on a power spot or a very, there's places in nature that are pristine, and those are the places that it's easier to make contact and connect because you don't have all the psychic turbulence and the psychometrized energy into the land. Like cities are the hardest places to keep open and, develop yourself spiritually.
Seems like that in cities, well, because the veil is so thin, that dark stuff is,
Yeah.
we're getting a lot of bangs and slams and.
Yeah. So many people are seeing the shadow people. It's part of the awakening process. The veils get thinner. Your third eye opens up. You start seeing both sides. You see the higher dimensional beings and the lower stuff. And so we really have to learn how to heal unseen negative influences and shield ourselves now because we're being attacked on every level, not just physically with all the chemtrails and do weapons and all the other nonsense going on. It's also spiritually, there's a spiritual war going on.
Do your clearings.
Yeah. We have a saying, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. And so it's really important now to keep your fields clear, keep your houses clear, your schools clear, clear for the children until they learn how to clear themselves.
Any idea when we will see more of the state and county level corrupt judges and officials removed? I know they have to be shown for what they are, but it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, they are. I think it's gonna go from top down. And people are rising up and going after these judges and things like that. We're having to do some things like that because we're experiencing the same thing. I've had 40 years of I think they call it conspiracy of rights, where they've conspired. Almost every level has conspired to shut us down. And trying to take away the land and all these other, it's just been ongoing. It's all coming to a head.
It's never stopped the
Yeah,
entire time, has it?
no, it's never stopped. But hopefully, I think we're really close to announcing Jassara and Nassara. And when that does, we go back to common law, and they've already had Supreme Court cases where they've lost jurisdiction because they're running on rules, and rules are not laws. Only Congress can make laws. And so they've lost in court. And so a lot of these agencies are trying to enforce rules, and they don't have any right to do that. And that's a new, that was the Chevron case. But there's a lot of other cases out there against agencies within the government that if you, when you take it to the higher level, they can't do what they're doing. It's not lawful.
This is the last question I've got. Is integrity the only truth that matters?
In that power versus force, when they have the frequencies of each each word or whatever. Being authentic was the highest frequency, which blew me. I thought love was going to be the highest frequency, but it's called being authentic. And being integrity and being authentic means you're aligned with the soul, which is aligned with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it. It is it intention is the main, if you look at all these people, even in the UFO community, their come from is wrong. And they came from it because they're either paid by government or agencies, or they come from it to be fit for the fame and the notoriety. They come from it to get rich. They charge ridiculous prices for skywatches and things. It's insane. And there are some authentic people in there too, but you got to go back to the come from. What is the come from? And unfortunately, a lot of the top leaders in the UFO field are doing the bidding of, they're part of the controlled narrative, and they're staying within the box, and everybody's looking to the government for disclosure. Hey, these guys are going to tell us the truth. The same guys that lied to us for 70 plus years are now going to tell us the truth. And we can't get the truth ourselves. We have to have them tell us it's real. We can't go outside and look up, get a pair of night vision goggles, and look up and see the skies are littered with UFOs, and they're waiting for us to initiate contact personally and to work with them because they're not going to trespass. They're not going to do that. And that's kind of a sickness almost. It's like it's a form of insanity. And so Einstein said, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result is a form of insanity. And that's what disclosure is. It's a 70 plus year fail, and it will continue to fail until we start, making our own disclosure, till we start going out and doing our own, raise our own frequencies, make there be purposeful good in contacting you, because you're a blessing to life. You can help humanity. That's who they're contacting. These other guys out there that are see me, dig me guys strutting around on stage and saying, I am the Messiah, the UFO Messiah, and I'm the only one that has truth. And it's just like, we gave all our power away to them and these organizations, and we have to pull our power back. And that's when we're going to have contact, because contact comes with enlightenment, and enlightenment comes when you connect with your soul, which is connected to God, and you're authentic with your own unique soul purpose, and then you're going to be contacted. It just comes with the program. So anyway, on that note, we're out of time. Looks like we got to sign off. So again, get out in nature, focus on love and joy and bliss, until you become it, like the lamas teach, and take your shoes off and recalibrate with the earth, and eat lighter and drink a lot of pure water, and that'll help you get through these. Any detoxing you can do will help get you through these times, because there is a full-on assault trying to stop the ascension process. And hang in there, because it's God wins. Period. Anyway, have a great evening, and we'll see you next Saturday. I see the little one down. What's the other one? It's 5 in the morning. What the heck? It's got a little button. There it is. Yeah, that's bright. Oh, it's got another one in front of it. So there's like three right off the bat.
Oh yeah, there's a, yeah, the little one, right?
they're hanging together.
Oh, it's another. Oh, the little skipper. There's the one skipping under it. It's skipping all over the place and went right under it. Oh, look at that. There's one, two, three, four. I got all four in the same frame.
Yeah, I can see them.
Yeah, they all came and converged. Look at that thing, it's powered up right over the house. Wow.
Wow, look at that guy. Yeah.
That just came out of nowhere.
It's a mother ship.
It's gold color.
That's got to be a mother ship. That's
That's huge.
That's huge. All right. Let's see what comes up.
Well, it went into the tree, the UFO eating tree.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.